We get cracking. We got a lot to discuss this week. More so, there's some local shit that's funny that we'll discuss. But we also got a lot to discuss in the world that's going on. Some crazy shit. But let's start like this.
You got a 2-day trial before I take back my time and make you pay. 30-day trial before I made my mind. It is always trials and tribulations. Child. Kissing in Paris, I guess we could do it in French. Wow. Eating low main is child for now. Child. She got me wildin' now. Royal attire, child for now. Child. Yeah, she making ass shake. Breaking that bait till her back break. Wow. Yeah. Crazy how you managed to make me into a sponsor. You got me paying for shit. You got a 2-day trial before I take back my time and make you pay. 30-day trial before I made my mind. It is always trials and tribulations. Child. She don't want Hallmark, she want Amex, and I'm inclined. Face card valid, no, I never press decline. Took a money maker to my lobby, it can't be prime. Return policies, can't be mine. Crazy how you managed to make me into a sponsor. You got me paying for shit.
I'm back. We back. Feeling good. I got a whole new, I'm telling you. Try that nigga Ryan Trey. That shit is killer, nigga.
But I never crossed your mind.
You drove me crazy soon as I gave you the keys. Fight out Atlanta, I think I need a release. Say that you love me, it's getting hard to believe. If we being honest, I think I'd rather play the side. Catch a vibe, fuck trying, lie. Don't gotta lie, I don't mind it, die. But see me cry, I know you like it all. Yeah. I'm like the only one in this club after three. Feel like it's better when it be just you and me. Like growing up, but you forever 23. You never kept the checks at the end of the week. You only like money that's falling out the air. You love what you see when you looking in the mirror. I don't mind it, fuck trying.
How's it feel to love? How will it feel to love?
Yeah. We not just keeping it R&B, I got the gutter too. Stop that nigga.
I'm a time bomb ticking, 5 gum splitting gun filler. 101 niggas and one nigga. A wine wiggling young wizard among killers. My gun silver, my tongue silver, I'm uncivil. I'm paying homage to scribbles, making it rain hundreds. They make up stories about you soon as you make money. I saw a place at the table and couldn't wait to bring some. Then I seen you niggas ain't ate none, keeping my plate covered. Rappers showing me fake comfort, ride with the plates covered. It's a lot on my plate, wasn't no lane for me, so I had to create one. Now it's the one that everyone take from. Never needed the credit, though I take it in cash. Take it in dash, beheading all snakes in the grass. People talking like greatness is a thing of the past. These sorry niggas got y'all thinking what they making them last. It's making me laugh, clutching my stomach. Jumping country to country, counting multiple hundreds. Facts I thought you was spitting, seeming closer to hunches. This ain't no open discussion till you open the budget. Chop a poke in the bell, blow a hole in the stomach. I be posing with a loaded 4-4 at the summit. The rap savior that you wanted at summit. I can't think of a single thing that I take over the money. Loaded Glock in the mosh pit.
I had to play that just because I know that's dropping tonight, and I wanted to get your thoughts because I've been seeing that sound all over TikTok this week. I'm ready for it. It sounds fire. I want to go check out Tommy Richmond's old stuff. Like, it's pretty decent. How did you know this person I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've been seeing, dog, it's impossible to escape that snippet.
It's like everywhere, man.
Impossible. But like, you know what it is? It's something different. Like, I don't feel like I've heard anything like that in a minute. Like I don't think anybody else is, like, I mean, people are obviously doing that type of shit, but it's like to have that shit brought to the forefront and have a snippet blow up, real music back.
Hey, look, it sounded, I saw someone comment this. They were like, this is Thundercat with trap drums. And I was like, yo, it might really be. Like, it's just like some funk. It's just all kind of
shit.
Wait
a minute.
Like, it's,
isn't Thundercat with trap drums? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait a fucking minute. Wait. Yeah, that guy might need to recant his statement. Wait, that was kind of crazy.
That shit was hard.
I get what he's trying to say, but I'm like, wait a minute.
But you're right. I don't think we've had this type of song in a while. 2024 is kind of wild right now. I'm not gonna lie. Like the fact that we're going into the summer with that song is potentially song of the summer, as long as the rest is good, like besides the snippet. And then I saw someone say that was Hayden. It was like, when did we like anything besides the TikTok snippet? They was talking about like Four Bats and then JP and then now this song. But like,
JP, don't like JP?
Why niggas be hating on JP?
Niggas don't like JP? Nah, that's wild. I'm niggas sorry. Nah, that's on crazy.
JP. Cause JP go and see, but the thing is, if you go look at JP's like page and you see that nigga be playing in like college basketball games, and he made that shit. You can't help but support that. Like, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
That nigga went from playing college basketball, singing that with nobody watching that video, to then somehow he's posted it enough times to where it clicked, and then the rest is history. Not JP got real chains.
You know what it was? You know, this is one of the times when like where negativity helps, because like I remember like it was a good song and it was kind of blowing up, but I remember it blew up because this lady had quote retweeted like him doing the like performance outside with the mic hanging down.
Oh yeah.
And that lady was like, I don't know, something about this, it just seems demonic. And I was like, why can't niggas just like live?
That, like, plus that blew him up, plus the fact that when niggas found out when he was on the rise, like I think this was like a day before Chris Brown posted his shit, they found out that, not that this is a big deal, but like JP went on Facebook Live and came out and niggas was like, whoa, JP's bi. And then other niggas came out and made videos like, I don't give a fuck who JP piping, this shit is hard. So I definitely remember that.
I can't really get behind niggas being like, oh my God, such and such artist is bisexual. Everybody here has listened to Frank Ocean. Get over it.
Facts.
Get over
facts,
it.
Facts. Big facts. I used to late nights at the pyramids, baby. That nigga could be talking about fucking big man butt, and I'm jamming.
Well, odd way to put it, but I mean, I wouldn't have worded it like that, but yeah,
or,
you got your point across.
Frank could be getting it in his ass, and he could be hitting them high notes, and you know, all you niggas know out there, y'all singing that shit. It's just a fact, nigga.
All I said was Frank Ocean was bisexual. You just went crazy with it, gang. I'm not gonna lie.
It's true. Frank made great music, nigga.
Frank does make great music.
That shit. I still listen to Nostalgia Ultra, nigga. That shit is crazy. Shout out to Frank.
I was just listening to the album the other day.
It is great. It is great. But what else we got? So also Lafayettians, it's festival time. I will say shout out to everything that's going on. Shout out to all you people doing stuff. Y'all go check out Won't Stop Radio. I'll go check out what my brother Jesse Slater doing over there. I don't know if I should call, he's a little art ho now, so my bad. Alex, whatever this nigga name is, doing that shit over there.
Sometimes I don't know if I should call him my little art ho, because they kind of like on the festival posters, they kind of bleep. I don't know if it's like that on his just regular artist name, but it's like the O and ho is like X'd out. Is that how it is on his artist name?
I don't think so. And like, I think it's a little art hole, but the funny thing is, and he told me this yesterday, and I don't think I'm speaking out of bounds. That's like my best friend. I've known him since I was three. Like, he told me Lil Art Ho started off as a Finsta, and it was just a joke page, and it just so happened to blow up, and that's his page now, because he didn't know what to do after he killed Jesse Slater, and just so happened that that's what it is. But yeah, that's why they put the X, so it's like, you know. So it's like clean or whatever.
Okay,
but on his page, no, it's definitely Lil Art Ho.
It's family friendly.
Uh-huh. Facts. Can't have that on the museum wall. But they got a lot of fire shit. Gotta say, with the Apothecary and everything going down, I went down there Wednesday. They if you need, you know, medical marijuana license, they'll hook you up down there. You can go down there and check that shit out. That's fire. Like, I remember, look, I remember when Festival and Lafayette niggas was sneaking off in the drum circle to go smoke weed and they was running from the cops. I remember all that shit. And the fact is now they have a place where people can go get a card and get weed delivered. What? In Lafayette? Crazy and they times.
Have that place, and they have that place downtown. What is it? What is it? Miss Reba's or something like that? I know they sell the Reba water. That's probably not the place I'm thinking about.
Oh, no, wait. That is Miss Reba's. Okay, wait. So wait. Question.
But Miss Reba's a medicinal marijuana place, though, right?
Is it?
That's like a licensed medicinal marijuana place. I thought.
So now this is where
the sketch comes in.
Yeah, no, this is big disconnect. So look, from a legal perspective, I'm gonna just tell you what I know from a legal perspective. So Louisiana gave out medical marijuana licenses to like, I think it's 5 or 6 districts. And that's how they did it. They did it like the Hunger Games, nigga. It's like 5 or 6 districts and specific families or companies or entities got said districts. So for Lafayette and Iberia Parish, it's supposed to be Blair Vedrine's family and his business who owns this region is the only people that can sell. So I don't know if Miss Reba's is like, I think it's just Delta 9 shit on the low.
Oh, okay, my bad. I might have confused it. It might just be Delta 9.
But then someone told me see, this is snitching. Wait, let me chill out.
Yeah, I don't want to get Miss Reba in trouble.
Let me chill out. Lynn was definitely about to drop a bomb.
We ain't trying to get you in trouble. Oh God.
Let me chill out. But festival gonna be lit. If you down there, say what's up to us. I know me and Jazz gonna be out there. Say hello if you're in the Lafayette area. So we're excited for that. Even though, like I said this off air, I don't give a fuck about none of them bands. Is that fucked up?
It is a little fucked up, but like,
I'm talking about like the official. I'm not talking. And look, artist friends. I'm not talking
like,
about y'all.
Oh, you mean like the acts they book?
Yeah, I'm talking about like the official festival acts.
You know, we might get backlash for this, but I, again, like we were talking off air, I feel like festival is one of those things to where it's like festival has become like Mardi Gras for me, to where it's like a second type of Mardi Gras, but like instead of. The good thing about festival is that, like, you know, once a year, just like Mardi Gras, but like it's only in Lafayette. It's only for like, and it's for like 5 days. And realistically, like when I was in college, I used to actually like be able to enjoy like all 5 days. But like now, I'm a working adult.
Yeah, I get
two. It's just Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm.
I don't do that Sunday shit.
what even happened on Sunday? It's just closing ceremonies, right?
It's just niggas going act artsy for one final day, body dye, fake dye sheikies, and all them clothes. You know? And see, I'm not trying to sound like a hater.
We was kangs, brother.
But like, it's legitimately. And see, this is the other side of festival. It's white people getting a culture appropriate for 3 days. It is what it is. Like, and you know, like, and maybe culture appropriate is harsh. Maybe they're just going to appreciate the culture, but like that's what it is. Let's call
a spade a spade. It's another reason for people to get drunk.
You ain't gotta
sugarcoat it in any way. Look, niggas will just find a random reason to get drunk on a Tuesday afternoon.
That's a fact.
If it's 5 days of a festival, you have a get out of jail free card to be an alcoholic.
That's a fact.
You're already in Louisiana, so I mean, it's a win-win situation.
And like I said, I am a licensed individual now. I got my med card. I'm gonna be litty, nigga. I can talk about it on the pod now. Look, this is a mild moment for me. I have sugarcoated on the pod since this podcast started, but I am 100% licensed, legal now. My ass gonna be rolling on them gummies, nigga. What that nigga Stephen A. said? He was on them gummies. Oh no, that was his white friend, Mad Dog.
Yo.
But I will say, the fun part of our festival is all the side shit. That shit is the fire shit. Like I told you, I know they got an R&B night on Saturday that I'm gonna slide through. Silent Disco on Friday. I know they're gonna have other rap shows. That's the fire shit. And the food. So I'll say that plus the food, that's what makes festival great.
Because not I feel like
not the main acts.
Because even though like I feel like the main acts are important to like you know, especially like for like younger
and older audience. Honestly,
you know, But at the same time, it's kind of like the best thing for up and coming artists or creatives, because it's like you get to get a vendor booth for your clothes or your, like, you know, whatever you do, like whether that be food, clothes, I'm trying to think of another thing, like art and
Yeah,
stuff
there's a
like
bunch of
that,
shit you could do there.
you know.
Facts.
And then it's really great for musicians, like, because then you're being, because I wasn't privy to this knowledge a couple of years ago, but it didn't really click until I went to festival 2 years ago. And like I parked like by this place that was like a bed and breakfast. I'm not even sure where it was at, but like we talked to these people because I had to go to the bathroom, and they were like, yeah, like where's the best places to eat during festival? And I look, and like in my brain, I'm always just thinking people who go to festival are like Lafayette natives. So I'm like,
No, from all over the world, which is crazy to
like,
me.
it was crazy, bro. These people told me they came down from Alaska. I
They
was
got
like,
people come
what?
from Canada. Yeah, no, it's crazy, bro. Wouldn't expect it.
Some wild shit.
But see, I'm thinking, and see, when you said that, we've never really taken advantage of that on this platform. Maybe we'll do a showcase, get niggas to come perform and have a good time for ourselves. Maybe we'll do that next year. But like, I always like going to festival as like a bystander. I don't necessarily know if I want to work at festival, but it is a good opportunity. Like you said, though, that is facts. And it is a way to use platform to get people to hear more artists. So I will say shout out to festival for that.
I
That
ain't gonna
is.
lie, festival might not book us. They just heard us say they're the people
Are
they
they
book
main?
are weak.
Oh well, yeah,
So,
no. I'm not talking about the main festival booking us. I'm talking about like
oh, like the
the
side,
clothing
like,
style. Yeah. Like one of
yeah,
the
the side.
clothing shops and us partnering with like a food truck or some shit. That type of shit.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, that would be a good time. And that's what they're doing at the Rendezvous, which I think, shout out to again, Alex, great idea. Gonna be there this weekend. Y'all check it out. Like I said, Won't Stop Radio will be there. Alex Lil Art Ho will be there. There's like another DJ, Ray Trilla, is gonna be there. And then Digital, of course, will be there all through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So y'all check it out. That's free plug, because that's my man's. But all right, yeah, that's enough laughing at local shit talk. Before we get to the hip hop shit, before we get to us talking about Drake, and which we will, we got to talk about what's going on in the world. It's crazy the fact that Biden can pass a TikTok bill with no issue and then fund genocides and do all this shit. We said it months ago, but like, I don't know how I can vote for that nigga, man. I don't know how I can vote for that nigga.
We got a senile old man, and we got a convicted felon.
That shit is crazy, bro. And the fact that America is strong arming this company is insane to me. Like the fact that they are legit, like 9 months, sell it, are you out of here, nigga?
Well, did you see like one of the
I didn't
Israeli
know if it was
officials was
real.
commenting?
Yeah, I
Like
didn't know if it was real.
that nigga really said they were promoting pro-Palestine propaganda. And
Before the news could tell people what it is.
I was
Yeah,
like,
that's
bro,
crazy.
like, well, every well, okay, look, everybody with a brain could tell that that's why they were banning TikTok, because that was Free Palestine was like one of the biggest like
Things on
hashtags on
TikTok.
the on the platform. And it's like, obviously you're not gonna get the truth from, you know, CNN and MSNBC. Definitely not Fox News, for sure not Fox News. Which is crazy, because they really be showing the footage of like Israel bombing Palestine,
But saying this other
like,
shit.
and saying is, which is crazy. But like, it's the fact that like people on TikTok can document this. You know, sometimes I don't really think that like the people in power really think about this, but like, it's not like 50 years ago to where like
They can just tell us something, yeah.
everybody and their mama didn't have like a phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can take pictures, everybody can record, everybody can go live. Like, so for like you to try to ban this is kind of like,
See, they're not really evil. Like they evil, but like nah, they old and dumb. If they were smart, and I'm gonna say this right now, because it's true. If they were smart, they would manipulate niggas through TikTok. What's wrong with y'all? If y'all see how they doing it and how we getting this shit out, y'all can easily hire niggas to like act and do that shit until they get caught. But I mean, y'all could.
Until they get caught. They would
But
get caught so fast.
if they did right though, you know, some shit we might never know. They need to embrace the technology instead of running from it, trying to control it. Because now we know if TikTok sell, it's going to be controlled shit.
It's going to be like, it's literally going to be just like Instagram.
Also, like, I do have another conspiracy that I think the Palestine shit was what made governments move. What made the government do that. I think that's the main cause. But I also think they was getting lobbied from like the entertainment industry in a bit. Because like, think about how many people made money and became stars from this shit on the low. And bro, like, they don't really like that shit.
Bro, I know people who like have literally made like decent money off of like
TikTok.
Just branding like some product off TikTok. That shit might suck ass, but like, you know what I'm saying? You promoting it, so they paying you.
Exactly. You and know? They just buying it. Like TikTok was an equalizer of a platform. So it's just like, damn. Don't really want to see it go. And it was really the one like
thing,
it.
It was and it was the fact that it was the one thing that the American government couldn't control. So that's like that's also another thing. It's kind of just like if TikTok couldn't turn a profit for America, even like I'm not gonna say it like this, but it's like I feel like even if what's going on in the Middle East wasn't happening right now, like I feel like this would still be like a point. But
oh,
like
facts.
But like you said, like. What's happening in Palestine is making them probably
have
them
to. Yeah, it's literally pouring gasoline onto a flame that they wanted to extinguish anyway. But because the gasoline is so, you know, potent, they got to hurry up and cut this shit off. Cause like, honestly, I definitely think entertainment industry was lobbying. I could see fucking Amazon lobbying. Cause think about it. Niggas was buying shit off TikTok shop and blowing up and then making Amazon have to like, It was so many things involved that like TikTok was equalizing for people, but like they just couldn't stop it with the Palestine shit. That shit threw it to a whole another level.
Yeah, it's crazy. Speaking on like pro Palestine shit. So it's interesting how Uvalde cops have it seems like all their police training comes out when it's peaceful protests. And it's like, you know, non-violent protests of just like college students.
That's but crazy.
I do
been
find
going
it
on.
Hilarious. Not hilarious, but I do find it funny how when it comes to saving little children, they freeze up. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get it at all.
And legit, like, it's being fascist. Like these people can't have freedom. It's not like they rioting or anything. They can't have peaceful protests. Like that's what I'll say this, there's one like government person who spoke who was like, look, y'all may not agree with them, but we can't be fascist. Like they do this fascist shit. It's crazy. I'm just like, it's just
the
like damn,
the government officials are starting to become self-aware. It's about damn time, huh?
Like it's just like what the fuck is going on. And then I saw another thing, and then we'll get off the soapbox. This was just another thing that made me just be like, oh my gosh. There was like one guy was like, why are Gen Zers and millennials just so upset? And one guy, he was like one of the few billionaires. I was like, well, kind of because we made it this way. They can't buy houses. They made people like us rich. We keep jobs. We hoard them. We don't retire. And yeah, we pretty much sucked the lifeblood out of the country and killed the middle class. And it's like, it's our fault. It's our fault all this shit is happening. So it is. And it's like, I don't know what we can do. Like, that's the shitty thing. It's like, we got to like just wait for these fuckers to die.
You know, the crazy thing is, I think even if we wait for them to die, I still like it will change. But it's like slow burn. You know what I'm saying? Like, because even if they die, their kids with like the same mindset as them are going to take their place.
I just don't know the difference, and I agree with that to an extent. I just don't know when the people die if we will believe it as easy as our parents believed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, as easy as our parents believed, like, oh, Ronald Reagan raising taxes for the rich, no problem. Let some of this shit just happen. And, like, we got to the point to where we are, and they didn't say anything. And it just, like, they just let, and I don't know if we will believe it as easy as past generations because of shit like TikTok and things and the fact that we can all discuss this on the internet. It's a different ball game. But like, again, we still got to deal with the old bastards in power. The fact that our president is shaking a man's hand that he didn't even see is crazy.
Boy, see, The boss said he was making a deal with the Grim Reaper. So it was funny as fuck. That nigga said 4 more years. Laws.
I'm like, what is going on with this
look,
nigga, bro?
Look, no, we know what it was, bro. We watched enough JoJo's. That nigga saw a stand, my guy.
He might have. He might have.
He was just interacting with the stand that he saw and just saying, look, we good. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay.
That was one. Shit. Hey, look. You know how they got them remote stands in JoJo? One of them Israeli officials put them remote stand on Biden. He said, hey, if you fuck up, cuz we on your ass.
He was like, we'll just play it off. Shake the hand.
Just shake the hand, man. He's not gonna turn you into an apple or some weird shit like they do in JoJo's.
Oh shit. Hey, this is not a bros who think thing. So people, from what I'm about to ask, I'm sorry. But did you see? Is that manga shit real that the mangakas are retelling human history in like manga form?
I didn't even see that.
Did you not? After this, go look that up. But apparently, like, each manga artist has like a time period, and they're gonna tell the version of human history. Like Horikoshi has Julius Caesar and Cleopatra. Aramaki has Napoleon, so he's gonna be doing like the French Revolution JoJo style. The nigga from Spy Family got World War II, and then like FDR, and like
that makes sense. That makes sense for that series. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a bunch of shit, bro. It's a bunch of shit. That shit kind of blew my mind because I'm like, are these niggas gonna cap? Are these niggas about to like? How's this about to go? Is this about to be like real, or is this about to be like, you know, imaginative? I don't know. Very interested in that though. But the American side of that shit.
I'm fairly certain the Attack on Titan shit is kind of on the nose with the German.
But they are doing Kennedy, so like I'm wondering if they're gonna do like the Kennedy inside. Like I think the Spy Family nigga is doing Kennedy too. He doing a bunch. The Spy Family nigga doing a bunch of shit. So
it's crazy because the whole reason for making that manga is just so people can have families again in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of working though. I'm not gonna lie. I think their birth rate is going up. Actually,
hey, it's fire, but. That's a side note. I'll save that. That's not for bro's thing. Y'all come here for us to talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture and entertainment. And boy, the beefs have been heating up. Now, I'm going to ask you. You can pick. I'm going to let you pick. You want to talk about Quavo and Chris Brown real quick? Are we going to get to Drake, to Aubrey and Kendrick? And everything that's been going on there since our last conversation with Pharaoh. Dude,
let's get Quavo and Chris.
Because that shit, because the Chris Brown one is definitely more fun to discuss.
Because like that one at least it's like I view that one as like a game of ping pong, right? Except like Chris Brown on the diss is completely like bought a baseball bat. To the ping pong match and just smash Quavo over the head with it. Actually, he didn't even play ping pong. He wasn't
Quavo
coming
rebuttal
there to play ping
pong. Wasn't even good, bro. Like the rebuttal.
He said you were a coked up Michael Jackson. I'm like Quavo. Can we do better than this, please?
That nigga said he fucked Sweetie, nigga. It's even happened. That's the craziest part to me. That's the part that's like. Nah, Quavo, you gotta fight this nigga.
I think we need to have a conversation on why rappers seem to pass around the same women. Actually,
yeah, that shit is true.
I don't even think, you know, it is a dig on Quavo, obviously. But like, why?
I don't know. Lil Yachty said that the other day. He was like, I don't know why we all fuck the same bitches, but we just do. And I don't get it. To say they have all that money, they could go to any country in the world. Like, you would expect rappers to be passport bros because they tour. Like, y'all are primo passport bros.
Well, one of them was a passport bro, but he's kind of in prison right now. That nigga said, do you have your passport? The original passport bro, actually.
oh, shit. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow, these niggas fuck the same. But yo, Quavo, I'm giving him the L. Like, Chris don't even have to release anything after Who Wants Smoke With Me. That shit was gas, nigga.
Which is like, I think that dropped, and I feel like we were talking about the Chris Brown and Quavo stuff, but it didn't escalate like that until he dropped this, mm-hmm. because like a lot of people were talking about, like, you know, what's happening with Drake, and then Chris Brown dropped that, and my eyes immediately shifted to that, because I'm like, oh shit, he talked, and like the thing about it was, I was like, this is a great diss, and then he had the line about Takeoff. And
yeah, I was like, that's the one that did it.
I was like, oh man, I don't. Like,
this is more than just music. Y'all gotta fight.
Yes, it's real beef. Like Drake and Kendrick. I'm not adding Cole because he's not in the race anymore. But like Drake and Kendrick, at least they're like battling for rap supremacy. Chris Brown is like, dude, fuck you. Your brother.
Yeah, bro. I don't fuck with you, nigga. I hate you.
like that's real animosity and negativity. Like
Chris Brown said, I wanted to fight you when I was sitting next to you at Fashion Week, but I didn't. Cause I didn't want to fuck up my money, but fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, niggas, look, Chris Brown might be crazy as fuck, but he know how to act. He know how to act around white folks.
He had to, bro. Nigga lost it all. Like, I mean, if you lost it all, like he lost it all. Like, I don't think this might be a hot take, but honestly, like if you think about what he was projected to be, I don't think there's a bigger bag fumbled than Chris Brown, bro. If y'all can let me know in the comments what y'all think there's a bigger bag. Because that nigga was on point path to be Michael Jackson. Let's not forget, this nigga was on Sesame Street, nigga. He was on Talking to Elmo. This nigga was everywhere. This nigga was Disney friendly, nigga. He was doing Run It. Run It was being played on Nickelodeon. Like, let's not forget, this nigga went on iCarly. Like, what are we talking about? This nigga was about to be Michael Jackson.
Chris Brown was really like a prodigy, to be honest.
Chris Brown.
I mean, like, he is a prodigy, but like, you know.
No, yeah, he was supposed to be bigger. That nigga had that shit happen with Rihanna. And then went to LA, joined the Bloods, and dropped Fan of a Fan with Tyga, and everything else was history. Nigga, Bruce Breezy was born. His ultimate bag fumbled. There's nobody who fumbled the bag worse than him, nigga. Nobody. Like
I'm trying to think.
I mean, maybe some people would say Aaron Hernandez because he lost his life and he murdered someone. That's a pretty big bag fumble, but like, I don't know if Aaron Hernandez, if he didn't kill them people, he would still be the greatest tight end. I know for damn sure if Chris Brown didn't beat Rihanna, that nigga had a chance to be Michael Jackson. I know that for a fact, nigga. So like, nigga, I still got
high regard. Like,
I'm trying to think of something. Like, I'm really trying to think of somebody who fumbled the bag worse than him, and I can't. Like, R. Kelly experienced all his fame. Like, you know, nigga still play R. Kelly, and he in jail, and we know what he did. So like, I can't say that's
crazy because like how we like excuse certain things in the black community is kind of wild. Like, everybody could be like, nah, like we don't fuck with Chris Brown because he beat up Rihanna. But like, R. Kelly is very clearly a pedophile. And we're like, well, wait, we can't play Step in the Name of Love at the cookout.
Yeah. Back to our old people just being blinded by certain things. Them old people play that shit. But like, Chris Brown's from our generation. So like, and we ain't really fuck with it when he did that shit with Rihanna. And like,
I'm really trying to think of somebody who fumbled the bag. It might come to me after this pod, and we might.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a random thought because we was talking about the beef. Y'all let us know a bigger bag fumbled than Chris Brown. Because
I can't tell you a bigger bag fumble, but I can tell you a bag fumble when DaBaby made those comments about the LGBTQ.
Oh yeah, that was a bag fumble. Like, I don't know if that nigga was gonna be a top rat. Well, I don't know, man. DaBaby had shit on Smash at that time. Like, you could argue
I feel like he had a great run.
You could argue, and I know niggas not gonna like this, but DaBaby's peak, he was bigger than Lil Baby.
I would say so at a certain point.
Yeah. At a certain like yeah.
He was literally doing collab, like Lil Baby was doing collaborations with everybody, but like DaBaby, Lil Baby don't have a song with Dua Lipa.
That's what I'm saying. Like, DaBaby was doing pop shit, had McDonald's commercials. Didn't he have a McDonald's? Wasn't he getting a McDonald's meal? And then the trans shit came out and they cut that shit. He was getting somewhere. That nigga had a meal. So.
Which is crazy. DaBaby.
Baby was getting a meal. Yeah. Well, hold on. Sweetie did get a meal, which, like, come on, nigga.
What? You know, I think about that from time to time. I'm like, why Sweetie of all people.
Why did Sweetie get a meal? I have no
like, she... and I would only imagine it's because she's known for her weird eating habits, and that's the only way I would imagine McDonald's was like, okay, that makes sense.
I think it's that, and she was dating Quavo at the time. I think she had the Migos shine, because didn't the Migos have a meal too?
The Migos didn't have a meal, I don't think.
They didn't? Oh damn. Yeah, then why did Sweetie have a fucking meal? Her song, she was not that big. But McDonald's gave a meal to Kerwin Williams, which I was like, what the fuck? Random.
McDonald's would be giving meals to anybody. McDonald's gave a meal to, oh my God. Son, I don't know. Maybe I might have dreamed that in a dream one day, because I dead thought McDonald's gave a meal to Ice Spice. And everybody.
No. Ice Spice on Dunkin'.
That's
Spice,
what it is. That's
Ice
what
Spice
it is.
Got Ice Spice got the Dunkin' Donuts deal. She got the munchkins.
Cause it's like pumpkin spice and some shit. Yeah. Bro, I don't like. It's funny how like the musicians that get these brand deals, it's like the weirdest shit. Like mm-hmm. I would have never expected like some of these things to like collaborate with each other.
Ice Spice, Ben Affleck, and Dunkin' Donuts selling a munchkin meal based on Ice Spice song Munch. Like, dude, does Dunkin' know what a munch is?
Just based off that one, which is crazy. The connotation for munch is wild.
Mm-hmm. But that shows, I don't think these people in these boardrooms know what the fuck they co-sign. Like, I really don't.
I really think they just see numbers and they're like,
run it up, nigga, run it up.
Like, we don't care what it means. We see numbers and we want profit. That's all it is.
But yeah, that nigga Chris Brown got Quavo out of here. It's over with. There's nothing Quavo can say, and it's I'm gonna give Chris. This might be this is not disrespect to Chris, but I'm gonna be honest. Chris knew who to pick. Because I don't think Quavo could have ever made a diss track, my nigga. I'm going to keep it a full stack. Because that nigga's a melodic rapper. Like, everything he be putting... He don't ever put out no barry shit. You got to be a rapper to put out diss track. I'm sorry. You can't be Travis Scott singing, putting out diss tracks. You can't be doing that. It don't work.
I can't even imagine Travis Scott making a diss track.
But that's what Quavo was seriously. Like, nigga. Like, Quavo was saying, doing them ad-libs. Uh-huh. Beat up. Like, what the fuck, nigga?
And niggas was on the internet pretending that shit was hard. I was like, let's be honest with ourselves today, guys.
That's what I'm saying.
At least I can get like the slander on both sides of the Drake and Kendrick shit. Because
that shit,
like,
oh, here we go. Because
I get it. But
niggas
like,
was lying through their teeth about that damn Quavo song. But when I come say, oh, Taylor made freestyles. Shut the fuck up, nigga. What are you talking about? See, damn. I know.
This nigga came on hot.
No, because that should be pissing me off, bro. Like, niggas don't want to give Drake credit. They saying, oh, and I know you about to say it. So they say that shit was corny, but it's like, nah, bro, that's warfare, see, nigga.
Let me explain to you why I thought it was corny. I have no problem with Drake rapping on this freestyle. I actually think it's pretty good. My problem is with the AI shit because like the whole time I'm listening to this AI shit in the beginning, I understand that like it's a tactic to like bait out Kendrick, and mm-hmm. I get it. But the whole time I was listening to it, I was dead ass just rolling my eyes. I was like, there's no way this nigga's serious.
See, okay.
There's no way this nigga's serious.
All right, so look, I did hear the version that was just him. Mm-hmm. And I definitely thought that version was fire. If he could have played it off like that was like him talking to, like, he could have played it off multiple ways. But I get the mm-hmm. AI shit, because I also think the AI shit is a diss in itself. I think this nigga is five levels deep, nigga. I didn't deep dive. I'm ready for today. I think this nigga Drake has been preparing for this shit for forever. So listen, follow me.
So I'm not talking
about Mortal Man. What I'm about to say is not about Mortal Man.
Telling me is that this man Drake had AI before anybody else, and he was ready.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that this nigga Drake might have thought the Kendrick AI was corny, because Kendrick used AI. He did, but it wasn't audio AI. It was visual AI, but he still used it, and no one had a problem with that.
Yeah. So like, that's one thing.
Because I'm not talking about Mortal Man, because I saw niggas saying Mortal Man, but
Mortal Man is, Mortal Man, an actual interview that's chopped up. Yeah, no, that's not AI. That's an action. But I'm talking about the video that I felt like he have to do Nipsey face at this time. I definitely felt that at the time. I might not have said it on the pod, but you know.
And it's like he and I saw people saying, and that now look, I got not like from y'all, because like, you know, we have adult conversations, but like, you know, I got pushback on Twitter for like saying the Drake shit was corny, and the niggas was like, well, when Kendrick did it, was it not corny? I was like, my nigga, yes. Like
at least you say that, because they got fans that aren't.
Because the point I'm trying to make is I'm not trying to say that the Drake diss is bad. I'm just saying I don't like the AI version of it. So when people bring up the fact that Kendrick used AI in a visual way and they're like, it's not the same, I'm like, yeah, it's not the same, but it's still AI and it still fucking sucks.
And look, like, and I can admit this as a Drake fan and a person, a fan of this, what was going on, I can admit the AI shit is definitely sus. I can admit that. I understand why he did it. I fuck with the tactic, but like, I get where we're going with AI and using that in music. That's kind of sus. I can admit that. But I like the diss, nigga. That shit was hard. And I thought he ate miles.
I was really just trying to figure out why he had AI Snoop Dogg on there. Because like the whole time I was like, Snoop Dogg ain't dead.
That shit was funny, bro.
I was like, wait, why is Snoop Dogg on here? Like, what is going on?
Bro, Snoop Dogg and the funny thing is, the Snoop Dogg part sounded more like Snoop Dogg than the Tupac part did. Because like the Tupac part, I could hear Drake coming through. The Snoop Dogg part, I'm like, hey, this nigga kind of nailed that.
Right. And it's like, I just feel like Snoop's been around for longer. No diss to Tupac.
Yeah, there might be more Snoop like, audio out there that AI can like home to.
Yeah, yeah. Tupac was only like around for like.
Plus, what, you got like, Snoop movies and all Snoop on TV. Like, you have multiple cadences that AI could go through to use if that's how it's done.
Which is also kind of scary in its own right, a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why like, I'll admit that shit's kind of wild. But from a battle rap perspective, and from battling this nigga Kendrick, smart ass move. The young girls thing, I was like, my nigga is playing default chess. Cause when Kendrick say the young girls thing, it's not gonna hit his heart anymore, nigga. Cause he said, what he gonna say? What he gonna say? I was loving it. Cause that's been eating at me. It's been eating at my soul. Cause every time I talk about this nigga Drake, niggas bring that up. And it's always like, nah, nigga, Millie Bobby Brown parents said it wasn't nothing like that. Millie Bobby Brown said it was nothing like that. All these other people said it wasn't like that. But that nigga does date 20-year-olds and 19. Be fucking 20-year-olds and 19-year-olds. That nigga just be wilding. So
at
like
30 years old. At 30. I want you to listen to yourself. He be dating 19 and 20-year-old women.
Oh, yeah, no, that nigga be wildin'. That nigga be wildin'. That nigga be wildin'. Nah, in fact, I can't co-sign that. Like, that's a fact. That shit is crazy. That shit is insane. So, like, that's always, anytime Drake be getting a beef, that's in the back of my head. Like, if somebody dropped that, I can't defend it.
You know, it's crazy. Kendrick don't even need to call Drake a pedophile no more because he already said it. But the thing is,
if he do, it's still gonna hit.
Because it's like, I feel like the way to piss Drake off is like talking about his shaky relationships with women, because like that's one of the big things about why the Pusha T diss was so good, and a lot of people were just like, oh, like Pusha T just revealed that Drake is a deadbeat dad, and I'm just like, well, there's a lot more to that diss than that, but
that's what got under his skin the most,
right? So it's like, and you got to think about it.
Well, that and the 40 Drake, shit. The 40 yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was.
Yeah, the 40. I ain't gonna lie. The 40 shit was crazy.
That was nuts. That's the only shit I still say to this day that's the only shit that I'm like, damn, Pusha T, you ain't have to do that. That man really could die any day. Like that. Like 40 really got one of them deathly diseases that at any point he could die.
That
shit was crazy, nigga. I heard tick, 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 it, I was just like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? But on the flip, I got a theory for you. That okay. They say this why Kendrick ain't respond. So somebody did a deep dive. I'm gonna give him credit. Jody Too Good on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that nigga Jody Too Good. So you remember why did Drake have Who Kid on the beginning? Do we know Who Kid did not produce that song because the writing credits came out? Who Kid had nothing to do with that song. Now some people said that he got Who Kid to restore the feeling with 50 Cent in the old mixtape days, which could be true. But someone's pointed out that about the Kendrick story, about Kendrick's wife fucking his bodyguard, and about how Kendrick is living in New York, as Drake said in one of them things, how he know he in New York alone in his apartment. And apparently that kid that they said was on Mr. Morale, you know, might not be Kendrick's kid. It might not be his kid. And that's why he put the Who kid in the beginning, because he waiting for when Kendrick respond, he going to say, nigga, I know your kid not for you, nigga. It's your bodyguard. That's what somebody was putting together on TikTok. It was very intriguing. And I was like, damn, if Drake dropped that, dub.
You know the rap beef has gotten to the rap beef has gotten to crazy levels when niggas is out here making One Piece theories about fucking Drake versus Kendrick. This is the craziest shit ever. I would love for this to be true. It's great, but like,
that's some headcanon, like, that shit for show, bro.
Headcanon is crazy. I'm like, bro. Like,
hey, they need to piece that shit together crazy on TikTok, nigga.
I get being involved in rap beef, but you know, I have to quote a streamer. You know, this is good, bro. Why not put this shit into a job? Like, what? Like, this is some great, like, bro, you can be a great writer. Like, you're not thinking big enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or to quote somebody else, because I saw this video going around. All these 30 plus year old men are excited about this rap beef, but don't realize that this is close to 40 year old men singing slam poetry at each other, just saying mean words. That's what the women been saying about us. It's kind of true.
This is the closest we're ever gonna get to like really, really modern literature.
Hey, it's fire. Loving it. When that nigga dropped Taylor Made Freestyle and came at the end, and I was like, oh, he came at the end. I was like, this is bravo, nigga. Bravo. 2-0.
And then he dropped push-ups on streaming services this week.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He trying to go number one, but you know, Taylor Swift got a chokehold on that. But he might go number one for hip-hop.
Oh my god, if we could, dude, Taylor Swift is the weak dude.
Wait, can we talk about this? Wait, real quick.
One more thing.
Let's finish this Drake shit, because I agree, because I wanted to ask you about that, the TikToks that's been going around about niggas singing Taylor Swift's things in MF Doom lyrics. And I was just like, what the fuck is this shit, nigga?
Oh, I didn't see that. I was like,
oh yeah, no. It's the one where I'm gonna show you. But the Drake shit, yeah, we'll see what happens. I feel like it's dying down though on the low. I feel like if Kendrick don't respond this week, Drake should just drop something on Sunday. End it, nigga. End it. Like, he might as well finish him. Because if this nigga not going to respond, I don't give a fuck if this nigga drops an album in May and says something in May. It's too late, nigga. It's too late. You missed the moment.
Man, I don't care. I thrive off of negativity at any point in time. This nigga.
So you think that's it. So you, okay, so.
This nigga could drop it in October. I still listen.
You still? So do we give him part, or do we at least say Drake won part one if that happens? Like the first battle, and then Kendrick would win and would Drake have to respond?
Yeah, I would say Drake.
Because Kendrick got to take a L if he don't respond, and then respond months later.
Yeah.
That's got to be negative points.
I think Kendrick's just kind of sitting back and just like watching all the chaos ensue. Because you got to think about it. I'm not saying Kendrick won round one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think at this moment in time, it does go to Drake, but I do have to say the catalyst fire he created, which we can really talk about this, like, might not even be Kendrick's 100%, because this might be Metro. Like, if we're really thinking about it, like, this could be Metro starting that catalyst fire, because like that was number one, even not beating out Beyonce. It was beating out some other album.
It beat out a lot of shit. Yeah, no.
It was the number one song for like, what, 2 to 3 weeks?
Until Taylor.
Yeah, so sometimes I really just think that like, it reminds me of like when he dropped Control and then like everything was kind of like everything chaotic. Was kind of a little bit chaotic, like, mm-hmm. after that. Like, I just feel like he likes to
And see, that's
he's an instigator. Like, that's why, like, he an instigator.
But that's where I feel Drake, because somebody, so basically someone was like, Drake been waiting for, I think this might have been academics who said this shit. How Drake been waiting for this shit for 10 years. How this nigga will come out, do one of these moments, and then when Drake ready to respond, this nigga don't want to do nothing. He go run away. To your point, Control. I remember the BET freestyle where he was like, I tucked the sensitive rapper back up in his pajama clothes. And then Drake responded on shit, and Kendrick didn't want to say nothing. And then they didn't go to war. And then he apparently pieced it up, but then he did it again. And maybe he just likes this every album.
Maybe he just likes to bully Drake. I don't know.
But why not respond? Why? But see, that's my thing. Like, if you could do that, but like, why not battle this nigga if you better than him? Because maybe he not.
Oh, that's a conversation.
That, see, maybe he's scared. Like, real nigga shit. Conversation. Like, but we gonna see. Cause see, nigga, when I say that, niggas are like, nah, Lynn, Kendrick's gonna respond. Well, we gonna see. It's been 10 days. That nigga still ain't respond. I know for a fact. I gotta only talk about myself. If I'm from LA and I'm this nigga Kendrick after Game then gave me props, Dre then gave me props, Snoop. Nigga, if I'd have heard that Tupac and Snoop shit, I would have walked to the studio myself that night. This light-skinned Canadian nigga can't keep getting away with this shit. I would have crashed out that night, nigga. Hey, what?
Sources say he's taking so long because he's clearing another Marvin Gaye sample. That's the only, you know what? That's the only way people accept that he took this long. If it's a Marvin Gaye sample, I'd be like, it has to be like, either Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, or Prince. It's taking so long.
If it's that, I'll understand. But if not, it's like, nigga, how you gonna let this nigga say this? And then the most disrespectful part to me is not even that. It's on push-ups at the end when academics said, what top five you smoking on, Kendrick? And then that nigga does the drop. And then he does, I want to keep this shit PG. Talk about your company. Nah, that shit hurt. Like,
talking about his LLC.
If that shit happened to me, I'd have been in there. But I digress. Maybe that's not how Kendrick roll. We gonna see. Maybe he take the J. Cole approach. How would you feel, real nigga shit? How would you feel if that nigga Kendrick apologized?
Oh my god, that would be 5,000 times worse than what J. Cole did. Because you know what? Like, at least at some point, like at least like to some extent, I can understand J. Cole bowing out, because to be honest, Kendrick shot that nigga with a BB gun.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if he bows out, that's whatever, bro.
Say this, J. Cole didn't expect all this other shit to happen. Like, Rick Ross songs and videos, like, he got all this other extra shit. I'll give J. Cole that, even though I think he should stay in it.
J. Cole heard that the AI Tupac and Snoop Dogg, he said, wait, I don't want no fucking parts of this. That's actually the night he was like, I felt something wrong in my soul. He was warning us. That nigga heard that voice
Look, I'm gonna say this: if Kendrick apologized, that's gonna be a top five night on Twitter, nigga. That's gonna be beautiful.
Kendrick apologized, and look, niggas was burning J. Cole albums, bro. Niggas might turn Compton upside down. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, hey, like,
no, that would be too much power for Drake to have. Like, no, that nigga can't apologize. He can't. It's too far. It's too far gone. He can't do it. Like, there's no way he would allow himself to do that. But Taylor Swift, I don't fuck with her. I just don't.
I don't really understand. Like,
white people really love her.
I really don't. You know, sometimes, like, I know that we are not Taylor Swift's target demographic.
Not at all.
I get that. But sometimes I listen to snippets of her songs and shit, and I would just be like, who the fuck is she talking to?
I don't know.
Like dead, who the fuck is she talking
to? Let me find, hold on. You see, you ain't see this. Let me find that Taylor Swift MF Doom TikTok. Hold on, let me find this shit. I heard, and when I realized that was her lyrics, I was like, whoa, nigga. Whoa. And white boys just singing this shit.
Somebody just make it up.
I thought that was new Doom. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Hold on, bro. This shit is crazy. Hold on, bro. Let me, like, this is a real bar
that Taylor Swift said in her song, and I'm just like, who is she making this music for?
There, spin bottles, you know how to ball. I know her subtle, brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Like what? like what? And white boys are turning this into MF Doom bars? Like, what? What is going on in 2024? Taylor Swift telling Travis Kelce to touch me while he playing Grand Theft Auto? What is going on, nigga?
I fear that us as niggas, we need to take the power back. Like, it's been too far long. White people have been getting away with too much. I know I sound like I'm on my Hotep shit, but I think it has reached a boiling point. I think it is time.
Turning Taylor Swift into MF Doom is some wild shit, nigga. That's some wild shit. And then the fact she was like, I want to go back to 1803, but without the racists.
My girl, that's all they had. Like, what was she? They didn't have industrial plumbing. They didn't have modern medicine. If you got a cut and that shit got infected, you were grits.
You were toast. You were toast.
What else did they have aside from racism and like slavery?
White people got a weird view of like the old times. It's like, oh yeah, it'd have been great. All the dresses, all the just the functions. Like, no, nigga, it'd have been hot.
You know what's crazy? Like, I have to blame movies for that, because like movies romanticize that time period, but like, you got like that shit sucked.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta think, like, bro, that shit, like, bro, like if they really talk about it, because I'm thinking about like her and her mindset right now. If you put her in the 1830s, bro,
she would hate it. Bro, she's too rich. Like, she don't realize the way she lived, bro. Like, she living the most comfortable life. Bro, she could not survive in King's Landing, nigga. Shut up.
Bro, yeah, even if you are a monarch.
That shit still suck.
That shit, because then now it's not only that you like you live a better than average life than everybody else, you probably still would never live like niggas wouldn't live as good as me. Like, niggas wouldn't live, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then you also gotta worry about people trying to assassinate you to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's too much.
That's whenever I was around white people and they always said, what time period would you want to go back to? I'm like, most I'll go is the 90s, nigga. the most.
And not the early 90s, the late. Well, you were born.
I would say
the latest I'm going is 94.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying like the earliest you'd go is 94?
Yeah, the earliest I go is 94.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm not going before 94. I'm going like, I really would like to go 96 to experience like the hip-hop shit, like that, like Jay-Z, like all that shit, the real West, like Tupac. That's when I would go 96.
All those other time periods, like, I would love to experience like the height of Michael Jackson in like the mid-80s,
right? The disco era? I ain't never do coke, so like I don't got time. Like, that's a like you're when niggas say
like
the
80s, Soul Train.
Yeah,
the Soul
niggas, Train. Niggas just want to do coke, nigga. Like, I know what y'all niggas saying. So like, hey, that don't do nothing for me.
But like, I would just have to pop. I would literally just pop in for the Soul Train line and then put me back in my timeline. I ain't trying to stay. I ain't trying to stay now.
Like, cause that shit would be miserable being in the 80s, nigga. Cause like, for a black person in the 80s, it's like, if you're not rich, it's not a good life.
I mean, even if you is rich, the police is looking for any reason to fucking kill you too.
True. So, that's like, a fact. That's
nobody,
a fact.
No body cams, no recordings.
That's
no
why nothing, I, that's why rich. I say the 90s, bro. That's why I say the 90s. Niggas be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go back to the 60s. Hell no, nigga. Why would I go back to segregation? What's wrong with y'all?
It'd be even crazier when I hear, like, so back to Taylor Swift's point, it's crazy to hear her say that, because like, I could get at least bare bones if a white man said that, but like,
you're a white. Oh yeah, true. She's a woman.
You're a woman,
and you're a so-called feminist, bitch. You go back in time now. They slapping you instantly. You say something.
She thinks she gonna go back to the 1830s and be treated like queen, and like Queen Cersei, not Cersei when she was just, but like Cersei on the Iron Throne. That's who she thinks she gonna be.
No, she going back to get slapped. It's the Civil War time, nigga. You were done. Have you not seen Gone with the Wind? Bitches got treated horribly. Hell no, Taylor Swift crazy, nigga. But white people love her music. She sold 2 million albums. What the fuck? Niggas don't sell 2 million albums no more.
All I can say about that is white supremacy. I'm sorry.
That's what it is. Because I don't know how many niggas bought that album. I'm gonna keep it a spadag. Like, how many black people you think bought that album? Out of that 2 million.
I ain't gonna lie, this is a stretch, but I'm gonna say a cool 3%.
Let me see what 3% of 2 million.
Even though 3% of 2 million, 3% of 2 million is still like a pretty good sizable chunk of people.
Let's see. 2 million. Let's see. Oh, that's what I would have. I was gonna say something like 60 to 100,000. I was gonna say, is that too low? But like, that's 3%. 3% 60,000. So that's about, yeah, I could get
that's
down
still,
with
that's still a lot of people.
Yeah, I would say at most 5 to 6. Like, yeah, getting to them triple digit 100,000. But I can't see more than that. It's gotta be white people buying that shit. Hell no. Hell no. That Taylor Swift shit is ass.
And like, sometimes like they've been putting the video of her like I don't know what the fuck she was doing. She was like beating the mic pole with like another little thing. And I was just like, she not even hitting the shit to the beat.
Ooh.
Like, what is she doing? That's why like, whenever, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even interact with Taylor Swift people anymore. Like, when they just be saying Taylor Swift's better than Beyonce, I mean, look, believe that if you want. If you dead believe Taylor Swift is a better artist overall than Beyonce, yeah, you know what, I can't persuade
nothing gonna
you.
Change that
I
yeah.
can't persuade you at that point, you know, like, what I'm saying?
Taylor Swift fan, I'm gonna say, I don't think Taylor Swift better than Beyonce or Rihanna. I don't think Taylor Swift better than Drake. I don't think Taylor Swift better than none of our legends, nigga. Ooh.
I don't think Taylor Swift better than Pink Panthers.
Oh, see, I was about to say I don't think Taylor Swift better than Bryson Tiller.
Hey, that's valid too.
Hey, Ice Spice, Taylor Swift.
What are we talking about here?
I'm just asking, which one? Then you just gotta choose which one.
In general, or just like in terms of
all the music, artistry in general, everything. One gone. Like, which one you keep?
Oh, one gone? Get Taylor Swift the fuck up on out of here. Banish that nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
We need the twerking on stage talking about you ain't better than the fawn.
Look, at least Ice Spice gives perform. You know what's crazy?
She got better. She did get better. I can say that.
I've been seeing her breath control has like actually gotten a lot better than what
she's not using the backing tracks as much.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give her credit for that.
You know what? But you know what? You know one thing that Ice Spice have that Taylor Swift will never have?
Ass.
A signature move. A signature move. Taylor Swift does not have a signature move.
And I know
move.
Exactly what move you're talking about too right now. That thing where she take the microphone up on her coochie, bent down over. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, look, it is peak. It is peak degeneracy. But if it makes her money, I can't really hate on her for it.
She got better.
If she was doing that for free, I would maybe judge her. But like, people are paying to see that, so you know.
Hey, she's gotta put on a show somehow. But I'm keeping Ice Spice over Taylor Swift. Like, I don't think there's no black artist I'm choosing that I listen to Taylor Swift over them. Like, I don't even listen to Kirk Franklin like that. But I'm choosing Kirk Franklin over Taylor Swift. Fuck yeah.
Oh, 100%. What?
100%. Yeah, like I'm choosing all them gospel artists
bro,
over Taylor
Swift. I would honestly, and I don't know if this is coming from hate. I would put Taylor Swift at the bottom of just like white artists too.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let me think real quick before I say that.
I'm choosing that nigga Morgan Wallen over Taylor Swift, and he said the N-word.
No. So like at the bottom, at the very, very bottom, it's Tom McDonald, then it's Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, no, Tom McDonald sucks. You could throw Ben Shapiro at the bottom too. With
Ben
his
Shapiro
raps.
Does not count to me. Like Ben Shapiro was a feature. No.
Hey, niggas gonna hate us for this. I'm really trying to think of artists. Like, you know who Rich Brian is?
Yeah,
choosing Rich Brian or Taylor Swift. This is disrespectful.
Like to
just
like
in general. Yeah, one's gone.
No, Taylor Swift.
I'm trying to think of...
At least he has, like... Well, I'm not going to say Taylor Swift don't have good songs, because when she was country, she had bangers.
But now Taylor it's just...
country, she had bangers, but when she went pop, I ain't going to lie.
I'm keeping Katy Perry and her big titties over Taylor Swift, nigga. Like,
you didn't have to add that second part. I ain't going to lie.
All right, I didn't. I was going too far. But like, she don't make songs no more. Like, what else Katy Perry do besides got big titties now? She don't do nothing but sit on American Idol and just shake them. That's all she do.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I have not heard the name Katy Perry. In
See, years. She don't even make music. Like, she just be flirting with the hot niggas on American Idol. That's all she do. So I don't even think that was bad. I'm choosing. Hey, real nigga shit. This not gonna make no sense to you, but if I put this clip out, white people gonna definitely be upset about this. I'm choosing the Vanderpump Rules people over Taylor Swift. They bring more entertainment to my life than T-Swizzle. That's a fucking fact.
Yeah, I don't know who those people
are. You don't know? That's disrespectful, nigga. That's what I just said is super disrespectful. I'm taking Sheena, Tom Sandoval, Ariana. I'm taking all them bitches over Taylor Swift. Shout out to the Vanderpump gang. I rock with y'all.
Hey, look, I don't even know who y'all are, but y'all better than Taylor Swift. And so, like,
that's disrespectful. They don't even make music, nigga. They don't even make music. That's the funny thing. It's a reality. They just a reality TV show.
Oh. I thought this was like a music group or something. So I was like, damn, no. I never heard of
this. No. They just bring entertainment to my life. That's it. Through TV. But yeah, man, you won't catch me listening to Taylor Swift. But hey, I'm open to change. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan that's listening to this show and you think Taylor Swift makes good music, send us in the song you think and we'll listen to it live next week. I'll listen to it live next week.
It's already too late, bro. They calling us hard R's. They doxing us right now, bro. You tried to make peace. We already at war with them. It's too late.
I'll stay in the war, but I'm just saying if she does make good music, let us know. You know, I like Panic at the Disco. I like Paramore. I'm a fan of those white artists.
That is the most adjacent shit to Taylor Swift I ever heard. I was like, wait a minute. Two of these things are not the same.
Hey, I like Billie Eilish.
I guess that's closer.
Sam Smith?
Nah, Sam Smith is like soulful. Taylor Swift don't got that.
I'm trying to think. Ed Sheeran? Nah, Ed Sheeran got soul. That white boy from Scotland got soul. I'll give it to him. Or is he from Scotland? Ireland? Wherever he from? No disrespect to my Scottish Irish people. I'm trying to think of a white artist that, you know, that's like in Taylor Swift's lane that I can say. Noah Cyrus?
Camila Cabello.
That song... Hey, that song with Playboy Cardi's ass, nigga. Is that her? Wait, yeah, is that I love it, I love it, I love it? Nah, that shit is ass. That's legitimately one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. I don't know why she put that out. That shit is bad.
Even Playboy Cardi couldn't save it.
Playboy Cardi definitely went on that song, said a bunch of nothing, and got paid probably $2 million. Hey, I can't knock the hustle.
The easiest bag ever, aside from him showing up on Aiden Ross's stream and getting paid $5 million for like 15 seconds.
Hey, look, do your thing, brother. But I'm taking Camila Cabello over Taylor Swift. That's a fact. I will. I'm going to take it over. And I just said that's the worst song I ever heard in my life.
That's crazy. Damn. It was good. It was good knowing you guys, man. Pod canceled next week, I guess. Like,
hey, look. We're going to see if the T-Swizzle fans come after us. I'm going to even clip this. I'm definitely going to clip it. I'm going to put it on TikTok. I'm going to do that on purpose. All right. Well, that's pretty much everything I got this week. Jazz, tell the people they can follow you at on social media.
You can follow me on Instagram, Jazzy Boy. You can follow me on Twitter, Real Jazzy Boy. You can follow me on TikTok, Cornell D. God. Out now. Yeah, by Qualo, produced by me on all streaming platforms. Go get
Hell
that.
Hell yeah.
It's Q-K-A-L-O.
I'm going to listen to that this weekend. That's going to be my thing. I'll let you know what I think next week. Hell yeah, I'm excited. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Y'all go follow Jazz. You can follow me at LimbWT. Follow the Bros Who Think at Bros Who Think. Check out Bros Who Binge out. If you check out our review of One Piece chapter 1112 before the 1113 review drops, Thank God 13 got a little bit more to chew on. I don't know if you saw the spoilers. They out.
I didn't see shit.
Well, I won't say nothing. It's more to chew on than last week episode, but check out all our reviews. Also check out the episode with Deshaun. That interview will be out by the time you guys hear this. Check out all of that. And then until next week, y'all have a good one and peace.